that good morning.
Radio 1 introduces.
Hi, it's Tommy Malice here. How are you today? Hope you're feeling all right and didn't do what I did. Get out of bed on the wrong side. It's a silly thing to do, you know, especially if there's a wall in the way. It's 9:03 and 3 degrees on National Radio 1, 275, 285. Had a nice letter here, actually. Says, can you please say hi to me Auntie Jean? It's her birthday today. She lives at 82 Sandstead Road in Burnley. She's 21 again for the 33rd time in a row. It's great, isn't it? And she's mad about Burnley Football Club. In fact, the other day she was caught by the police trying to climb over the wall. They said, get back in and watch the match. Up your number one pop music station on a Wednesday morning with the Nolans and Who's Gonna Rock You. Bit of a surprise drop that. Down 5 this week at 17.
275 and 285. Radio 1.
Are you any good at maths? Okay, I know it's a bit early in the day, but if you have problems with your little one's homework, have a go at doing this. How many days are there in a week? 7, right? How many weeks are there in a year? 52. Okay, so if you multiply 52 by 7, you come up with 364 days. Ah, but that means there's an extra day every year, and an extra 2 days every leap year. So what do you do with those extra days? Well, if you add them up, you find that every 22 years, you come up with an extra month, and every 286 years, you come up with an extra year. So, since the year dot, we've had 6 extra years. Ah. That means, looking at the calendar, it should be July the 12th, 1987. But if that's the case, I haven't been to the dentist for 6.5 years.
I was taking my baby. It was me and my pretty baby on the Milky Way.
What are we having for 11s today, then? Milky Way or Space Dust? From Shell Elegance, 1974.
News from Radio 1.
Well, as you know, there's a lot of rain about today, and unfortunately the storms have caused an accident on the M1 by the Nottingham turnoff. That's exit 25. A lorry's overturned and shed its load. It's completely closed 2 lanes of the northbound carriageway. There are diversions in operation, and the police say please use the alternative routes. They hope to have it cleared within an hour or so. So avoid the M1 motorway if you possibly can between exits 24 and 26, at least for the next hour.
Girls are dancing all around and just for me.
She's heaven's darling and 285.
And the world.
Nation's number one, John Lennon and Imagine. Good morning, Timmy Mallett here on Radio 1, 275 and 285. And who says pop music isn't universal? I met a fabulous young fellow the other day. He's nearly 2, and you know, he knows more pop songs than Paul McCartney. He's great. He can do Baggy Trousers, D-I-S-C-O, he's a good speller too, by the way, and da-doo-doo-doo, da-da-da-da. But the one he really excels at is very, very simple. All you have to do is give him the cue, and he goes, ah! At any time of day or night, it's very easy. So you ready, Michael? 1, 2, 3.
Flash. Ah, savior of the universe. Flash.
21 minutes past 9. Did you hear about that lad who went and nicked £300 off his mum and dad the other week so he could go and play Space Invaders all day long? I think he'd have a right old ball out in Australia at the moment because they've got a new Space Invaders machine for the cobblers out there. Instead of the hairy monsters, they've got kangaroos. Instead of zapping them with zap guns, you use a boomerang instead. Sounds a good idea, doesn't it? Do you know what they call a boomerang, by the way, that doesn't come back? It's a stick. Timmy Malice on the UK's number one.
The station of the nation, Radio 1.
And Britain's weather today is a grit botty. The storms right across northern England and Scotland, with a possibility of snow in the Western Isles later on this afternoon. For the Midlands, Wales and southern England, it's going to be a generally cloudy sort of day with some squally outbreaks, yell, yell, throughout the day. It's a brassy, brolly sort of day today, so don't say I didn't warn you, now.
I didn't know.
We'll be right back. Wonder if that'll be Madness's first number one. The return of the Lost Palm at 7 at 9:30.
Radio 1.
And with the latest news, it's Frank Partridge. Thanks, Frank. More news in an hour's time at 10:30 on 275 and 285. This is Radio 1. Coast to coast and do the Hucklebuck.
Now do the Hucklebuck.
Love it to death. Perfect pop music for perfectly poppy people. Yesterday afternoon, I was sat in the laundress, as I do once a month when I run out of clean clothes. Yeah, are you the same? And this lovely lady came up to me and she said, "Oh, hello, love, I like your green hair. It's all psychedelic. It's just like that frog on that television programme." What, you mean the Muppets?
Yes, I never watch it. They're unnatural. But my neighbour over the street always has it on and you can't help but notice, can you?
Now that is pure rapping. Debbie Harry and Blondie at 14 this week, my record of the week last week. Here on Radio 1, 275 to 85.
National Radio 1.
I don't know whether you saw the report in the papers end of last week about hairy-chested men. Well, according to the experts, and who believes what they say, hairy chests are the sexiest part of a man. Yeah, you could have fooled me. But anyway, eager to learn whether or not I need to buy a wig for my chest, I've been out to learn the truth. Now then, honestly and truthfully now, do women prefer hairy or bald-chested men?
No, I prefer men with hairy chests, but not so very hairy. Not just, I mean, not bald and not like gorillas or things like this. Yeah?
What do you think of men with hairy chests?
I haven't got a man, thank you very much.
Yes, but what about hairy chested men? Do you think it's nice?
I think they're strong.
Yes, wouldn't be a man without them, would it?
What advice would you give to a man who hadn't got any hair on his chest?
Well, and I think it's up to the woman, isn't it? Just to do something for his ego. Massaging and all that. Just begin round the neck.
Yes.
And then go under the arms.
Yes.
And then go round gradually to the stomach.
Yes.
And then right up to the chest and out. And carry on doing that until he's totally relaxed. And by the time you finish, he'll feel a man.
I've got three hairs on my chest.
Woo!
But you can't get along without your number one station. Along at 11 o'clock this morning, Andy Peebles with a trifold recipe for your lunchtime nosh. He's really good at cooking, you know, old Andy. He'll tell you how to burn a boiled egg. And then there's Fun at One with Paul Burnett today. Something to help you giggle over your beans on toast. LTs long later, and then Peter Powell at 4:30 today, 275 to 85, the centre of the universe. Stevie Wonder's new single, I Ain't Gonna Stand For It, going the right way up the charts at the moment. And don't forget, if you can't stand it, then write to Mailbag about it and see what they can do. Tonight they're looking at the problems of square feet. Did you know there are more than 3 million sufferers in this country alone? Hop to it and leg along tonight at 7 o'clock. Join Annie Nightingale and Adrian Love for Square Feet and the Radio 1 Mailbag. That's it for me for today. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Thanks to producer Malcolm Brown and Jim, the technical operator, for their help. And if you enjoyed the show, join me again at the same time tomorrow. Timmy Malice. If you didn't, it was a pint of your favourites without the glass.
Across the nation, 275 and 285, Radio 1.